You're listening to The 21st. I'm Nyla Boodoo. As you've been hearing all morning on this NPR station, a gunman opened fire at a GOP congressional baseball practice in Virginia early this morning, with five people shot, including House Majority Whip Steve Scalise. His office says he's in stable condition. He just got through surgery, according to House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, and says Scalise is doing well. They were practicing for the annual bipartisan congressional charity baseball game, which is still taking place tomorrow at National Park. They'll be playing for victims and officers. From our Illinois delegation, Representative Rodney Davis, who plays catcher for the GOP, was at bat when the shooting happened. He eventually took shelter in a nearby apartment. He described the scene this morning on CNN.
It was batting. We heard a loud noise, felt like a construction site. Somebody dropped a big piece of metal. And then the next thing I remember is somebody on the field yelling, "Run, he's got a gun." I ran into the dugout like most people on the field, and then eventually worked my way out of the dugout to other cover and dispersed. And I got to witness the heroism of the Capitol Police that were there. I was part of Steve Scalise's detail. If they wouldn't have been there, this would have been a massacre of innocent people.
The alleged shooter has been identified as James T. Hodgkinson from Belleville, Illinois. Belleville's just east of St. Louis. President Trump said a few moments ago that the shooter has died from his injuries. From a Facebook page that's listed to a James T. Hodgkinson from Belleville, there are posts that call President Trump a, quote, traitor who has, quote, destroyed our democracy. It says, quote, "It's time to destroy Trump and company." He's also a part of Facebook groups, including one called Terminate the Republican Party. Representative Rodney Davis said today on CNN that the hateful rhetoric in our country has to stop, and that today Democrats and Republicans need to stand together.
I believe that there's such a hatefulness in what we see in American politics and policy discussions right now. This has got to stop. Let's work together. Let's get things done. We can have our differences, but let's not let it lead to such hate.
We've seen so far from our Illinois delegation bipartisan expressions of support. Lots of tweets expressing horror, thoughts and prayers for those who were injured. Lots of expressions of support as well from both parties for the Capitol Police and how they handled the situation. Here on the 21st, our staff has compiled a web post of all of the tweets and statements. It's on our website, and we're tweeting it out now. Representative Rodney Davis described today's events as America's breaking point and his own when it comes to hateful political rhetoric.
It's my breaking point. That's why I'm here talking to you today. We've got to end this. We've got to stop it. And I never thought I'd play a baseball game for charity, go to practice at 6:30 in the morning, and have to dodge bullets.
Stay tuned to this NPR station throughout the day as the story continues to develop.